All right, welcome back. Later in this hour, and I'm hoping Keith Jones will help you with this, Al. ESPN takes every baseball game they ever do and destroys it with garbage. And I have examples to back up my thing. They did it Sunday night, Al. It was unwatchable. I had to mute it. And then even with that, there were graphs on my screen and launch angles and other garbage.
Isn't it awful?
I hate it.
Pre-packaged.
And I will prove to you it's terrible. But first, I have a lie. The man who's calm every weekend, right?
Yes.
Rube's observation.
I look forward to it. Yeah.
It's like the football season never actually ends because of this gentleman from NBC Sports Philadelphia, the great Ruben Frick is with us. Hi, Rube.
Hey, guys.
Rube, fascinating stuff in your column, as always. And I just want to stop because this, obviously, in just a couple of weeks now, this Jalen Hurts story is going to be one that a lot of fans are thinking about. Is he going to make it? Isn't he going to make it? What's he going to do this year? You think it's pretty much a lock. He's here this year and next year. Please explain.
Yeah, I think the odds are really, really good that he will be the guy moving forward just for a couple reasons. You know, you figure just replacing Rager with a real wide receiver. I mean, Jalen Rager played 736 reps last year. So 736 snaps that Jalen Hurts dropped back and didn't really have real options to throw the ball. Now he's got real wide receivers. And just having real players around him is going to help him improve. You know, and this is a kid who's gotten better every year. We forget that he's only 23, and pretty much any quarterback is going to improve from 23 to 24 to 25. And it's his second year in this offense, and he's never had a second year in any offense since he was in high school. But you put all that together, and you say, all right, he's going to get better. He's going to get a little bit better to a lot better. We don't know how much he'll improve, but he's going to get better. So now you think, well, where are you going to find someone better this offseason? No, because they're not going to have a high draft pick. They're not going to be picking in the first few picks to get one of the elite quarterbacks. And, you know, so where are you going to get someone better than Jalen Hurts? If he improves the amount that he should, now, look, that's not a lock. He could regress. That's possible. But I just don't see a situation where you hit this off season after this coming football season and have an opportunity to get somebody better without giving up a ton of draft picks. You're not going to go out and get a veteran. I mean, because who's going to be out there that's worth signing or trading for? So there's really limited options when it comes to quarterbacks. You have a kid who's shown promise, who's 23 years old, who's already played in the playoffs, who's done some good things, needs to be more accurate, needs to be more consistent, but he's 23. He's going to get better. I think he's the guy, and I really don't see a lot of scenarios where he's not.
There's another aspect of this that you mentioned in your note, and that is his commitment to succeed, his total commitment to work, do as much as he can to get better at this game. Rube, you've covered a lot of quarterbacks for a long time. Is his commitment second to none among all these guys that we've watched over the years?
I mean, look, guys like Donovan, I mean, Donovan had that as well. And I think pretty much every really good quarterback has that. Jeff Garcia certainly had it. I think we've seen that. I mean, certainly Nick had that, early in his career. He's going to get whatever he can out of his ability. You know, he's going to max out. So I don't know how high that is, but there's nothing that's going to stop him from getting every ounce of potential out of what he can do.
Rube, when you were listing all that, there was one conspicuous absence, and I think did it on purpose. Where was the name Carson Wentz?
You noticed that, huh?
I did notice. I was waiting for it.
I don't know that that's true with him. I really don't. I haven't been able to figure him out. He's obviously got some talent in there. I mean, he's had some incredible games. He was unparalleled in 17. I mean, what he did was, we forget just how good he played. That 9-game stretch might have been the best stretch of football any Eagles quarterback has ever played.
Yeah.
But ever. I mean, maybe Foles in 13, you could put him up again. But, I mean, there's never been a guy who's had a stretch better than that. And, but I don't know. I don't know about his makeup. I don't know if the mental, you know, makeup is there for him to have sustained greatness, and we haven't seen that, so it's fair to question it.
All right, let's get to the troubling stuff in here that's fun, but still. All right, so you put your Mount Rushmore together, and I get it. Benarek has to be on it, and Reggie White has to be on it. They're the two greatest players ever played for the Eagles. Van Buren, Al didn't put him on it because he doesn't remember. Right, but you're doing a Mount Rushmore. That has to count all the way. Van Buren's a sure thing, Rube, no question.
Yeah, I don't see how you leave Steve Van Buren out. I mean, when he retired, he had 2,000 more rushing yards than anybody who ever played the game.
Come on.
I mean, he led the league five times. He was a five-time first-team All-Pro. He was the greatest running back ever for, like, a generation. So, you know, I mean, I guess Bednarik and Reggie are indisputable. If you want to make a case to put, you know, Dawk or Kelsey or Dawk and Kelsey over Van Buren and Reggie, I just don't see it. I don't see it. I think Van Buren's got to be on there with Bednarik and Reggie.
We're agreeing. But here's the problem, though. We only have room for one more hat.
It's a problem.
It is a problem because then you're going to eat even more rock if it's Kelsey because of all the beard, right? That's going to add more rock. But so you got Dawkins or Kelsey. Give us your thinking on who you're picking and why.
It was really hard to break that tie for me because they're, you know, they're both guys that redefined the position that they played. And they were the best at what they did. They're both Hall of Famers. You know, Dawk was a five-time All-Pro. Four times with the Eagles. Kelsey's a four-time All-Pro. I don't know how you break it. I kind of came down to the Super Bowl, and Kelsey, you know, was a huge part of the ultimate team championship that this franchise won. And I can't believe I'm leaving Dawk off this Mount Rushmore. But for me, it comes down to Dawk versus Kelsey, and I went with Kelsey.
Yeah, we had our own poll, and the people, the voters, 2-1 picked Dawk, which amazed me. I know they love Dawk, but you're right that, don't you, to truly win the fans isn't the ultimate to win the championship? And Dawk didn't do it, and Kelsey did. I'm kind of with you on that.
Yeah, and I also think it's a lot harder to evaluate Kelsey. He's still playing, you know, so it's harder to kind of look at his career that way. I mean, we have Dawk's whole career, and we know what he did. We know what he accomplished. He's in the Hall of Fame. So it's... I mean, he was an incredible player. He's an all-time great Eagle. But, yeah, it's a tough one. But, yeah, I'm with you. I'm going Kelsey.
All right, Rube, one last thing, and this is just my own personal campaign. I am really unhappy that the Eagles cut short their off-season program by 2 weeks because of they asked the doctors and they said don't risk injury. Will you pledge to me right now that if they lose that first game, or, in fact, any of the first four, which they're all favored to win, that you will hold that organization accountable for that dumb decision?
Yeah, I was skeptical last year when they had a really limited offseason. But, you know, it didn't really come back to bite them. I don't like it, honestly. I was talking to Vermeil about this during practice because, like, their practices are like his warm-ups.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, we were just talking about how different things have gotten. But I think this is kind of the wave of the future. I'm still a little bit skeptical, but it seemed to work last year. They stayed healthy, and, you know, they played hard, and they were ready, and they were physical. They were a physical team once the season started. So it seems to work for them. But it's
they were 2-5. What are you talking? They were 2-5. They were 2-5, Rube. They were after
they were
the opener. They lost five out of the next six.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, if you look at the Atlanta game, it's not like they weren't ready for the season. Is what I'm saying. They just weren't good enough to win those games.
Right,
I mean,
Rube.
They just got beat. It wasn't. I don't think they lost to the Chiefs and the Raiders and the Cowboys because they didn't have a longer offseason. I think the important thing is staying healthy. They hadn't done that the last few years, and they were able to do it last year.
Ruben Frank took the pledge. He will attack.
I didn't hear that.
If I heard that,
taking the pledge.
That's the pledge.
I believe I technically took the pledge.
Ruben Frank, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Always a pleasure, Rube. Thank you, buddy.
Bye.
He took the pledge out.
He doesn't know it.
He took the pledge.
Heard that.
And I'm going to tell you something else. I'm taking my own pledge.
Are you? What is it?
If they lose, all right, I went through the whole thing. They've posted the odds for all the games now except the last two.
Yes.
Right? And the Philadelphia Eagles are favored to win 11 of the 15 games.
Interesting.
The same Vegas people have the over-under at 9.5, which makes no sense since they're favored in 11 games, right? Yeah. But the first four are all Eagle wins, according to the odds.
Cookies.
Right? And the fourth was 9.5 points against the Jaguars. If the Eagles lose any of those first four, they will feel my wrath.
They should.
That is a pledge.
Yeah.
Because, Al, I need 4-0. You know what 4-0 equals? The beginning of a Super Bowl season. 4-0 wow. is the way you start.
4-0 sounds like Arizona.
No, 4-0, Al, happened with the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, they lost the second game. They were 9-1, the Eagles that won the championship. Win them early, celebrate late. That's the message. Hmm. It's another little saying.
Wow. It's another saying.
I just wrote that down.
I'm going to start writing these down
win
someday.
Win them early, celebrate. Can you spell celebrate?
Win early, celebrate late.
Hmm. Excellent.
Thank you. I'll be here till 10.
Put it on your fridge.
Walt is up from Brookhaven. Hi, Walt.
Good morning, everybody. How you guys doing?
Walt, I'm trying to prevent somebody from blowing $100 million. Are you with me?
I'm totally with you. Doesn't Daryl Morey watch the Sixers play and watch James Harden play? And doesn't he watch James Harden play in the playoffs and see that he can't do it anymore?
Wow. One of those playoff games, Harden just checked out. Didn't even participate.
He must believe that Harden was hurt last year and was not playing because of that hamstring. That has to be the only thing.
How many years of those excuses?
Yeah,
how many years?
I know.
And the season starts November, December, January. Are you going to see Harden really exert himself?
No.
So I gotta wait till next playoffs.
You do, You do.
And didn't he listen to Joel Embiid say that James Harden is not the James Harden of Houston anymore?
Yes, he did say it. You're right. But they're going to pay him like he is.
That's unbelievable.
Well, if I had $100 million, I would not spend it on James Harden.
Yeah, I'd spend it on Angelo to stay around like another couple of years.
That would get it done.
They're trying.
$100 million, 2 years. That's $50 million a year, Walt.
They're almost there.
I'll be honest with you, Walt. If somebody put that on the table, I might rethink my position.
Listen,
it is about money.
Wife continues to buy truffle mayonnaise. You're going to need to get that kind of money.
Walter, I just found out that mayonnaise is $8. You think there'll be a conversation with me and the brains of the operation later today?
And I don't think she'll care whatsoever.
I don't think there'll be a conversation.
No, there will.
This is a sit-down.
$8 mayonnaise. How many ounces is that, Rick?
Hold on.
It's aioli truffle mayonnaise.
Sweetie.
It's a little jar. $8. No, I will not. It's got little specks in it. That must be the truffle.
That's the dollar bills they chopped up.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I think the only sitting down is going to be you sitting down and her telling you not to worry about it.
Walter, I'm the man of the operation.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Walt, give me something that will be around, unlike the Melrose Diner.
How about the Philadelphia Eagles?
Oh,
wow.
That's a good
one. Possible name change.
Now,
right?
Please understand. Yeah, Eagles are safe.
Yes. Yeah.
But they did move in the 80s. They tried to move to Phoenix.
Yeah.
But it's highly unlikely that would ever happen again. Mm-hmm. It's a good one. I like that one because you got to think about it for a second. 215-592-9494. When we come back, how can you even watch a baseball game when it's done by ESPN? I'm going to give you an example, several examples, of how terrible their broadcast was on Sunday night. WIP Sports Time, 8:16.
Hey, step up to the tee and take a swing at betting the PGA Tour on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Right now, new customers can bet the tour, no sweat, first bet, and if you don't win, you get up to $1,000 back in free bets. Hey, this is an awesome way to go, especially right now with people getting ready for those tournaments coming up across the pond, if you will, so there's some chances to get in on guys. You do the research, you probably come up with that winner, or at least somebody that's in the running to keep that whole weekend that much more interesting. Hey, look, the no sweat bet is just terrific. Take player one, player two, there's props. It's heats it. You're in play the entire time. This is great. It's a great promotions every week on FanDuel. It's a safe, it's a secure app, and you get paid your winnings really quickly. That's why I love it, and you're going to love it so much. FanDuel Sportsbook is, of course, the official partner of 94WIP. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up using the promo code AL, and get started with your no sweat first bet up to $1,000.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Phillies open a series against the Washington Nationals, 7 p.m. here on 94WIP. Phillies taking 2 of 3 from the Cards over the weekend. They did have Monday off. Nationals come in following a 4-game sweep that the Marlins had over them. Washington has actually lost 5 in a row. It'll be Christopher Sanchez starting for the Phillies, recalled from AAA after Ranger Suarez placed on the 15-day IL due to back spasms. Beat the heat at Window Nation. Get $200 off any style of new window and pay nothing until 2024. Call 866-90-NATION or go online at windownation.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast. Partly sunny, hot and humid. Late day thunderstorms possible. A high of 90. It's currently 73. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
All right, 8:23 is your time. Dan Wilson's here with an update on our question. What do you got, Dan?
It brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Brand new Silverados in stock, ready for immediate delivery, all discounted below MSRP. Find new roads. Shop 24/7 at ArminChevy.com. Who is a better NBA head coach? 23% say Brett Brown, 23% say Doc Rivers, 54% say neither.
It's a dead heat. This is fun.
That's awesome.
Keep the votes coming. We got a dead heat. Al and Jonesy got into a fight over who was what. Both did not like their candidate that much.
Brett Brown get a vote.
But Brett Brown got 23%. Yeah. Doc Rivers got 23%. And neither is winning.
Wake up, people.
Let's keep that going. All right, ladies and gentlemen, look. I watch more baseball out when I'm not working than when I'm working.
Okay, that makes
and
sense.
And it's not because I got, nothing else to do. It's because I got nothing else to do.
And there's no games on.
And I've been trying to get my tiny little grandson, Dash, to get excited about baseball. It seems to be working.
Okay, cool.
But even he, I had to hide his eyes from on Sunday night because ESPN destroys baseball like no one. You can't. I challenge you to watch an entire game on that station. They ruined the game, Al. They're brutal. They're awful. Carl Ravitch, David Cohn, and Eduardo Perez. You know when I finally muted it, Jonesy?
When the cheesesteaks came out?
Exactly.
I knew it.
100%. They always got, they're so predictable. Even that was programmed.
Yes, it was.
It's time to bring in the Philly cheesesteaks. Carl, here's yours.
Yep.
Then they go, David, here, you like yours plain with nothing on it.
Mm-hmm.
Who eats a cheesesteak with just the meat?
Just cheese and
just,
the meat?
No.
No, not even
just
the cheese.
Just the meat.
David's
nothing
on a diet.
But dry meat.
I had a steak sandwich last week that had actually like little bits of pepper in it.
I don't like the cheese.
It's straight meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had straight meat. I didn't even have the roll.
You had straight meat?
Guys are amazing.
All right. Anyway, so you're right. That's what I did at Joseph.
Yeah, I knew it. I checked
out at the cheese
Another
steak.
Cliche. Yeah.
But this is awful. I'm going to illustrate to you how badly they do a game. So, because they're the worldwide leader in sports,
incredible.
Al, they get to mic a player in the field.
That's awful.
During a game.
Oh.
And they expect really revealing and interesting insights from a player, in this case, Kyle Schwarber in left field, has the earpiece in, and he's talking to them during the game. Is that? All right, so you're going, well, I can't imagine what he would be saying, because what are you going to do, get yourself in trouble while you're playing left field?
Yeah, exactly.
And here's a sample of the brilliance of that insight.
First pitch, strike one. So how do you explain the last two Junes for people that are curious about it?
Their guess is about as good as mine. It's all about competing when you get in the game. So, you know, the less you're thinking about things, the better you're off going to be.
Are you aware, Kyle, of the success that you had in June last year and obviously this month?
Yes, obviously. Yeah, that was pretty, two fun Junes there, two fun months of baseball for me. So,
At this point, I'm removing sharp objects from my vicinity. Are you aware of the last two Junes? He hit a combined 30 home runs in June, the 2 years.
Player of the month, Carl.
Wow, thank you for letting me know. I had lost track of all that. How dumb is that?
The whole concept.
The whole concept.
That's the problem.
Could you have done that when you were playing hockey?
I could have, but it would have been useless.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing. It's not like real action conversation.
All right. Now, Al, this is the next thing I want to show you because they're better than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
They got charts. Mm. They got stats. Mm. They got not. They don't have the regular stuff. No. Batting average. There's no place for that in a ESPN game.
Mm-hmm.
No, you get analytics. And here, I believe this is Eduardo Perez breaking down a home run. Hoskins' home run? I think this was Hoskins. Listen to this.
A lot of science behind this one when it comes to numbers. Talk about Reese Hoskins and his power. You see it there, the 24-degree launch angle, 107.5 miles per hour. The distance over the wall at 401.
Hey, hold
over
on.
The wall.
Oh, wow.
It's a home run.
Al, he revealed something there. It actually went over the wall.
I wasn't sure until then.
It's good. Wait, what is that? Al, what do I care what the launch angle was?
You don't.
What do I care what the how fast it went over the wall?
You just need to know they're a lot smarter than you are.
And there's charts. And then what they do is they cut like a chart and then they spin it around so you could see it from the other angle. It's a sports event. What are you doing? Is this science class?
Yeah.
What am I watching? A physics class?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Nobody does.
I don't like it.
Nobody does. There's a certain nerd element that likes it, and they should just do it. They should have a science channel with a separate broadcast.
Yes, they should. And that's what they should do.
There's something that's ESPN because I watched the NBA draft on there. Now they had it on one station. I watched it on ESPN.
Mm.
They had so much junk on the screen.
Junk.
I couldn't pay attention.
It's
to like
junk.
Who was being. I'm going. Who's what? What's that? In my corner. My eyes over here in one corner. It's just too much.
And then you've got the chemistry. Now they finally got rid of that dolt A-Rod.
Well, he does the
The other version, which no one watches.
Exactly.
But these guys, Ravitch and Cohn and Perez, Al, they have listen to this, just the repartee during the game. Listen.
He's got the Dutch Dalton jersey on.
Did he have the Harper
jersey? Oh, he's got the Harper. Yeah, the Dutch Harper Dalton jersey is the buddy of his.
You see a lot of different varieties here. Utley's, Dalton's.
Kruk.
Yes, Krucker, of course.
Mickey Morandini.
Oh, there it is. The Harry Callis.
No, it wasn't.
Oh. How bad is that? Jonesy, you do this for a living.
Hopefully not.
Is that awful?
It's bad.
It is
and
bad.
And the fact they even mentioned Krucker's name, they took his job, didn't they? Isn't that what John used
That's
to do?
That's right. They took Al, they took his job
just
and then they acknowledged them. And they were basically panning the stands for people's jerseys.
Which is also weird. I mean, how many weird camera shots of the back of a fan with no sleeves on his shirt and a name? I mean,
it was
awful.
Absolutely putrid by ESPN. And
it's
if you
bad.
Care about the team they're doing, you're looking for another place to watch it.
Did you like Adam Wainwright? Wasn't he like the most amazing pitcher
Adam,
that ever pitched?
Adam Wainwright throws a curve. Did you know that? Let me break that curve down for you. It's 72 miles an hour. It's at a 47-degree angle. It only comes. Watch the way he twitches his arm as he gets rid of the ball. Oh, look at the way his fingers are spinning
did
on the ball.
Did you not feel like Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl against the Eagles in 2004? I kept looking at the score going, are the Phillies winning?
It's because amazing.
It was a 9-inning tribute to Adam Wainwright.
Yeah, his last season, maybe.
And he lost.
Yes.
The ball is over the wall.
poor Zach Wheeler. They barely even mentioned he was there.
Yeah, because it wasn't planned in the pregame show. Exactly. The whole thing was
I got to tell
mess.
You, ESPN could take a game the Phillies win and make you wonder who the hell won it.
Yeah,
the
it's
end.
True.
Awful job by ESPN. On the line, all the way from Tokyo, Marissa is back. Hi, Marissa.
Hey, Angelo. If you don't like $8 truffle mayo, I guess you wouldn't buy a $200 worth melon?
All right, hold on. $200 for a melon?
Yeah. You know, in Japan, fruit is very expensive here. In fact, not too long ago, one man in Japan, he paid $25,000 for one at an auction.
Wait a minute. A guy paid $25,000 for a melon.
Yes.
All right. Now,
maybe
what,
two melons.
What kind? Even that's too much. Marissa, what is your favorite fruit in Tokyo?
My favorite fruit is I do love their peaches here. But unfortunately, like the melon, they can also get very pricey, especially now with the pandemic. You're lucky to find two for barely just around $10, and that's just for two.
All right. Do you miss home now that you're back in Tokyo?
Absolutely, Angelo. It's sad now that I'm not watching games at a similar time zone anymore. I already miss Philadelphia. I miss my Phillies. I miss my Eagles. I don't miss James Harden.
There it is. She took a shot out from 6,000 miles away. And Marissa, I'm very curious, like now that you're married, you were with your husband Yuki for a long time, but now that you're married, is it different chemistry now?
We share a lot of jokes with each other, and that kind of reminds me. Hey Jonesy, I actually think you and I are kindred spirits. And do you know why?
Why?
Well, you always tell folks to give you one, right?
Yes.
Well, I always tell my husband, buy me one.
Ah,
that's fair.
All right. I thought you were going somewhere else with that. Kind of glad you didn't.
We're not kindred spirits. That's
give me one.
What did you want to say about Jason Kelce versus Brian Dawkins, Marissa? Who belongs on as the fourth face on Mount Rushmore?
It was not an easy decision, Angelo. But if it really comes down to one, it has to be Kelce. He's the mayor. I mean, I flew from halfway around the world to not only see my Eagles win the Super Bowl, but I was also there for his glorious speech. I mean, that speech needs to be written down, you know, no sugarcoating, no bleeping, and I think it belongs in the Smithsonian Museum.
I got to tell you something, Marissa. We were with him last Wednesday. Around the fans, he's just one of them. No
exactly.
pretensions, no big shot activities. He is so great. It's so natural to watch it. It does not happen with superstars the way it does with Kelce. He's one of a kind.
And you know what? What we need is, you know, with his head statue, it has to be of him with his mummer's costume.
Yes.
Yes. The hat. But, you know, the whole look.
That's the next statue, Al. Al, we got to get a statue of him. Now, he did it. We are on the art museum steps. We'll put it next to Rocky.
Did it.
Exactly.
No, he was on the art museum steps for that.
Yeah.
Put it right where he did the speech, and then you have that and the Rocky statue over on the other side. Come on, Al.
Angelo, I'll buy another plane ticket just to take a selfie with it.
I love it. Marissa, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Give me something that will never leave us the way it appears the Melrose Diner is.
Disneyland?
Disneyland. Mm. Put it down, Al.
Are we doing
I have accepted others. It probably will not win, however, because I've tried to keep it local. What do we have so far? These are things that will always be here.
We're going to do brick and mortar, right? So we're leaving out the other stuff. Disneyland, Schuylkill Expressway, unfortunately.
I love it.
Mike Schmidt statue, the Liberty Bell, 30th Street Station, Museum of Art, and Independence Hall.
Get on. We got great prizes today. 215-592-9494. When we return, lots of your phone calls and a basic question about the Deshaun Watson masseuse issue. Is it any different than Robert Kraft? That's going to become a big issue at the NFL in the next few weeks. WIP Sports Time, 837. All right, 842. I'm pushing Deshaun Watson and Robert Kraft out for a minute here because I got a more pressing issue.
Okay.
Scott Francis coming up at the top of the hour. I think we all agree he's an incredibly great play-by-play broadcaster.
Yeah, we are thrilled to have him.
He's got a problem in that Larry Anderson, who is perfect with him, is not able, Al, at his age, or not willing at his age, to do all the games.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's bringing in other people. You are telling me that the Phillies are using at least one of these home run calls to promote their team.
Yeah, well, I mean, I heard a promo for the game. I heard the home run call.
All right, because to me, this Michael Bourne, still learning the game, learning how to do the broadcast part of the game, did not understand that you cannot step on a home run call.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was Derek Hall. Again, Jonesy, I need you to analyze because you are analysis with the Flyers game. Here is Fransky's great call, I think, ruined by Bourne.
The pitch. And he swings and drives it to right. It's pretty deep. And that one is gone. Derek Hall with his second big league hit. It's another homer.
Yes, sir.
And Hall makes the trip around again. 14-4 Phillies. And
all right, Al, is that the one they're playing in the promo?
Yeah, the beginning of it.
No, it's not good. Rhea, is that good?
No, I didn't like it at all.
Jonesy, you do it. Is it good?
No, it's not. But it's someone that's just learning, you know, that job. He's excited. I mean, there's some real enthusiasm there, which is great.
Yeah.
But for Fransky, who's a professional, he kind of threw him off a little bit. That's why he even had the score wrong after.
All right. let me make this clear. All right. At that point, I'm Fransky.
Yeah.
And Jonesy, I am not here to try to make friends.
Yeah.
I say to him, shut up when it's a home run.
Now, I will tell you.
Don't speak.
Yeah.
You got to let it breathe. Then come in and say whatever you want and exude your joy, but not in the moment.
That would be appropriate in that case. And you would, 1,000%, as anyone who knows you, you would absolutely do that. Not everyone does.
I'm a mouthy type.
I will tell you that Jim Jackson would have absolutely told me to not interrupt the call. And there is some play-by-play guys that I've worked with that will put their hand up as they're doing the call
to stop. I've used the hand.
And at times, it's a great reminder.
And
especially,
so have I, right back to you.
That's a different hand using, Rhea. That's a finger. That's not a full hand.
Here's the thing is, what he did with the call, like, you don't step on the home run call. When he dropped the expletive when Bryce Harper got hit,
it was great.
I loved it.
I don't mind that.
No, because that was my visceral reaction to Bryce getting
hit. That's better than the screaming.
Yes.
Because that's out. So that happened. Right. Now, at that point, where we go to break, I'm going to have a conversation. Michael, let that thing breathe. Don't get involved.
That's good.
He probably said that.
He didn't do it.
I don't know.
Because this happened right after it.
Veerling at second, Hoskins at first. 4-1 Phillies. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Hit high in the air. Deep right center field. Duvall going back to the track, looking up, and that ball is gone.
He got it!
Nick Castellanos with his first homer in the month of June. A long time coming, but Castellanos breaks through. It's a three-run shot. And the Phillies
broadcaster to broadcaster, Michael, shut up. Do not do that on a home run call.
He's excited.
Do I have the support of my co-host here today?
Well, you never say shut up.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
You're a little rude.
All right, I'm a little rough around the edges.
The predator director would say, you let it breathe. Sometimes they put their hand up. It's like because you could tell Touch 'Em All Hall he wanted to.
Yeah, he had a line to get
right. Yeah, and it didn't, and it didn't work.
No, don't do it. Let the play by, especially when it's Scott Fransky, who is spectacular at it.
One of Al's guys, and a guy that's extremely popular in hockey, is Darren Pang.
Yeah, Pang.
And he interrupts the call
no
all the time. But people absolutely love him.
Love
so
it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that
you know, he's
being
not
perfect
yet.
Does everything.
Sometimes it's just if your whole shtick or whatever is that you're excited.
Right, hold on. You're saying maybe that would play with people.
Maybe people like it.
It did not play with my emailers.
Okay, well, that's a great indicator.
But hold on. Yeah. I got callers here. I'm going to see how that played with them.
Yeah.
I got Dominic up from Cherry Hill. Let's see if he enjoyed it. Hi, Dom.
Yo, how's it going, Andrew Morning Team?
Dom, do you like when it's a home run called by Fransky if, like, Michael Bourne starts screaming?
No, I mean, I didn't really like it in those two instances. I mean, I don't mind the you know, the cursing when a player gets hit like that, especially since Harper.
Yep.
You know, like Rhea said so well, you know, I didn't mind that. But, like, when Francie's calls are just, they put you so, he captures the moment so well that like, when Bourne's just yelling, I didn't know if Michael Bourne was getting, like, attacked by the Fanatic or something, you know, in the middle of the home run call. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point. Now, Dom, I am going to bring this up with Fransky, but I'm going to do it subtle.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it won't be... It won't be, like, uncomfortable for him the way I bring it up.
Listen, Scott, do you ever want to tell him to shut up when you're doing your home run call?
No, I would never. I do that with you guys because I'm comfortable around you. But with Fransky, I want to be professional. With you guys, I know it's too late.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Anyway, what did you want to say about the Phillies or the Eagles, Dom?
Yeah, so with the Phillies, like, I wanted to paint a picture for you, Ange. Like I said, I'm trying to get my wife back into the team. You know, we met in the Phillies 7 years ago at the Phillies team, so she likes the Phillies. But it's like she hasn't watched in so long. So she said, "You know what? Saturday night, I'm going to watch the game with you." Kids are being babysat. It was great. I set everything up. I even lit a candle. And then, you know, right when the game started, there's that home run. She's like, "Oh, you told me this pitcher's pretty good this year." I was like, "Yeah, you know, he's been solid. He's up and down." The next guy hits the home run. She just turns and looks at me like, "Didn't you say the Phillies were good this year?" And then the third and fourth one hit. And I got to tell you, Ange, not even 20 minutes into the game, I had a meltdown. And she's like, "See, you always get upset when you watch the game. That's why I don't watch the game with you." I'm like, what are the chances that four straight home runs are hit in the one game we watched together? And I just lost it. I lost it. So, you know, but I just wanted to share that story.
No. I need a lot more on this, Dom. Let's go back 7 years. You met her at a Phillies game? Is that what you said?
Yeah, we met each other at the Phillies game. And
no, I need
and,
that
know,
story. Give me that story. Like, was it a blind date, something? And then things kind of, let me hear about that.
Yeah, I asked her out in a class in college. And, you know, she kind of thought I was a, you know, funny guy because, you know, I struggled with, you know, in the class. But I tried. And just much like the Phillies, I didn't succeed. But, you know, we're in line at the Tony Luke's. And, you know, I'm just trying to tell her about, you know, Tony Luke's and getting a cheesesteak. And, you know, the Phillies lost 8-0. But, I mean, other than that, you know, the game was really fun.
And you knew right away this was the one.
Yeah, I did. I mean, because she gets upset. Like, she doesn't watch the Phillies every game, like, at all.
Yeah.
But she still wants them to win. And I respected that. But, you know, she just struggles because I get so angry.
All right, you know, one last thing, Dom, before you play the contest with us. You do not have to answer this, all right?
Oh, God.
Despite the rocky beginning to Saturday night's day, did you end up rounding the bases?
You know what I did, Ange, is I tripped over third base.
No.
Yeah.
That is not good.
And I had to crawl to the finish line, Ange, but I'll tell you, Angel Hernandez was umping that game, and I crossed home plate clearly, but unfortunately he called me out.
Oh, that is unfortunate. You did great with that one, Dom. Dom, give me something that will never leave us.
Disappointment as a Philly fan.
All right, that is not exactly what we're looking for.
What I liked about what he said, though.
Explain again. Yeah. Explain again, Al, what we're trying to accomplish.
Things
here.
That are for real, not like the
right,
teams.
Let
and
me
stuff.
Take you back. This is unthinkable to me, the Melrose Diner.
Everybody who knows goes to Melrose. Everybody who knows.
They have put out a demolition permit.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the wrecking ball will smush the Melrose Diner.
Right.
Rhea has great memories of it.
I do.
Everyone does. And it's no longer going to be there. The contest today is things that will be here no matter what.
Yeah.
So the best ones we have, I'm the judge today. I'll tell you right now, Independence Hall, it's going to be here.
Art Museum.
Liberty Bell, going to be here. Mm. Art Museum, going to be here.
Schuylkill Expressway.
Schuylkill Expressway.
I hope it isn't.
Those are right now your four leaders, I'm pretty sure, Al.
Yeah.
What am I leaving out? Anything
leaving
good?
Out the 30th Street Station Museum of Art, Independence
good too.
Hall,
yeah,
Disneyland, somebody said. I think it's
30th
local,
though,
right?
30th Street Station is
not
good, too.
Yeah.
I am willing to consider others, but I enjoy local.
Yeah, like...
And I'm the judge.
People always thought Zebras would be there, but it's
oh,
not.
Oh, God, yeah.
Exactly. Let me go next to Hassan. Hi, Hassan. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
$100 million for Harden, at least. You ready to spend it, Hassan?
I mean, we have to be ready. You know, did you see the pictures of the ex-owner, Michael Rubin, his party?
Yes.
This weekend?
Harden was there.
Harden was there. Everyone, Maxey was there, and Embiid was there. P.J. Tucker was there. You know, this was already done. The good thing about, the unique thing about his situation is he's his own agent. So he can hang around these guys. He can talk to them. And it was already a handshake or whatever it may be done. I'm happy he took less. You know, he's not taking less overall, but he's taking less just to make sure that we can put players around him so we can win.
All right, if it was your money, Hassan, if you were a very, very wealthy man and you were going to shell out more than $100 million for a has-been star player, would you do it?
For James Harden, I would. For
you
him, I would.
You would? Wow.
His IQ, you know, he's a great basketball player overall, and he brings a lot to our team. You know, he's working on his game. He slimmed down. He looked great in the pictures.
Okay.
In his little workout.
Well,
videos.
White is slimming.
All right, hold on though. Hold on a minute. There's one other thing that came up, Hassan, in a dramatic and controversial sequence on the John Johnson Overnight Show. He expressed grave concerns that Harden is such a party animal that he will make Embiid, Maxey, and others party harder now, too. Does that concern you?
Well, no. Embiid's a father. He's not partying. He still want to play video games and hang with his family.
It concerns me you repeated it, considering how dumb it was.
No, it's not that it was dumb, Rhea. It was that it was controversial.
It was dumb.
He was quite exercised overnight.
Yes.
About the party nature of Harden.
I had an hour and a half to drive up from the shore, so I listened for a long time.
So you know. All right, Hassan, give me something that's always going to be here.
Something that's always going to be here and that where we are known for as Philadelphia is the cheesesteak.
All right. No, that's a good one. That's real. I like it. It's always going to be here. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have an hour to go. And I have already in my brain preordained the winner. It has not been mentioned, and I am hurt by it. 215-592-9494.
Come on.
When we return, Scott Fransky's coming on, Al.
Cool.
From what I hear, he is going to make me an offer I can't refuse.
You hope.
We'll see.
After you talk to him, he may rescind it.
You know what, Al? I'll get over that disappointment, too. We're going to see what happens. It could get real awkward around here shortly.
It will.
Stay tuned. WIP Sports Time, 855. Let me tell you about my brother, Steven Singh. You know, not many people know this, but Steven started out as a jewelry and diamond wholesaler. And what he did is he sold nationally to other jewelry stores. So, you know, you say, well, why did he open his own store? I'm going to tell you why. Because he looked around and he said, other jewelers are not really focusing on what's most important. That you know, this isn't, the jewelry business should not be about pricing games just to make a dollar. Steven wanted to help celebrate love. He wanted people to exchange those rings, those diamonds, with love attached. And that's the way he created his business. Even today, he'll tell you, he's not in the jewelry business. He's in the love business. And Steven Singer Jewelers on the other corner of 8th to Walnut, that's the love store. And he is selling love every day. And I'm telling you right now, you're not going to play the games you do at other places. There's no gotchas. There's no sales. There's no hassle. When you go in, the price on the diamond is the actual price. It's the smartest way to buy jewelry. It's the most honest way to sell jewelry. So don't wait. Do it now. Check them out. The other corner of 8th and Walnut. IHateStevenSinger.com. Jewelers you could trust. You could chat. You could text. You could Zoom. You could visit IHateStevenSinger.com.
Brought to you by Panther East, Phillies and Nationals open a series tonight. You can catch all of the action live here on 94 WIP starting at 7 p.m. with Ranger Suarez on the 15-day IL. Phil's recalled Christopher Sanchez from AAA to start. Nationals have lost five in a row, including getting swept by the Marlins in a four-game series while the Phils had Monday off. This after following a series win against the St. Louis Cardinals. Phils taking 2 of 3. Panther East is an authorized steel dealer and the supplier you can count on for all your landscaping and tree service equipment. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, edgers, mowers, and more. Visit PantherEast.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by Meineke. Partly sunny, hot, and humid with late-day thunderstorms possible. A high of 90. It is currently 76. Right now, receive 50% off brake pads and shoes. Meineke for tires, brakes, batteries, exhaust systems, and more. Meineke, doing car care right. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.